Gamers, trainers, and Pokemon, this is I, your host, Roy Flash Gordon. And welcome back to Pokemon's Health, Pokemon Meets Men's Mental Health. And we are back from our holiday hiatus, a little bit longer than I had planned. And, you know, I'm going to call it a victory that I picked the thing up again. You know, you call it a third season of doing a podcast, and not consecutively. I've done two previous seasons. One of my first version of a podcast, it was called Main Event Man, and I think I did 10 episodes in that first season, something like that. I may have gotten up to 20, but my goal was to get to 20 episodes with a podcast, because they say if you get past 20 episodes, you've probably done what you needed to do to kind of make it part of your life and make it a habit, etc. So it was my goal with that first one. And I'm not recalling if I made it past that in the first season, but definitely, you know, by the second season, I had 20 episodes. And second season was called, we gave it a little shift. I wanted to be open to more than just men with the niche. So we called it Main Event Mindset. And I used the main event kind of language, referring back to my professional wrestling career, which I will tell you more about deeply at some point. And today's a story time podcast, but it is not that story time podcast. Gonna hold that back a little bit longer. Let you wait for it a little bit. So today's story I want to tell, and we're doing story time today because, one, I do feel like I want this podcast mostly to be about the stories of other people, but I guess it's host benefits that I've got a lot of stories to tell too, so I hope you guys would be interested in hearing those at times, especially when your boy didn't line up a guest in time, because this will not be the last time that happens, but look forward to having a lot of guests. I got a number of guys lined up ready to share their stories, converse, and continue to support each other. Other guys that I know from the in-person scene here in Chicago, guys that I met in Toronto at regionals, guys that I've just met online and through stream, many guys with many words. And I'm really just so excited to see that, you know, folks have opinions about this stuff. And I do think, you know, the biggest thing that I would challenge all of us to do, and probably all areas of our life, but men, especially when it comes to masculinity, you gotta question what you are being fed. And your parents, your high school football coach, I was going to say the stuff you see on TV. I'm like, no, maybe not that. But, you know, your parents, your high school football coach, those in-person influences that you had that taught you about masculinity in the first place. You got to question those, because where they learned it from may not always be the purest surf. What they're living from, which often for most of us is trauma, hurt, just like a skewed lens of things, is not always the most reliable thing. And what we've learned about masculinity is something's not working about the way that we are expressing ourselves. And if it was, we'd have less men doing things like committing crime, committing rape, committing suicide. The list goes on. Due to their anger that they can't control, or their misery that they just don't have any kind of, you know, frame around or any support around. So as we, you know, kind of discuss these themes, I ask that, you know, of course, we all have an open mind to question what we've learned, but also, you know, the ability to express that stuff, I do think is very important. And challenge some of those things that even we've decided to come up with ourselves. If we can be flexible in that way, I think that we've all got just a lot of capability to create our lives, make our lives be something that, you know, a lot of us can't imagine right now. But with that, you know, that ability to express ourselves, heal what we got going on, you open up so many more possibilities than what you have right now. And just a quick reminder, if you are liking what you're hearing right now, definitely encouraging you to join the Patreon. So the Patreon that I have for Poke Men's Health is going to be for guys who want to go a little bit deeper into doing some self-work, you know, really exploring some concepts around their masculinity, getting some support around their mental health journey that may be different than a, you know, therapeutic office, which I think is extremely important as well. But there's also some things that we get when we are kind of just circled up together and simply talking about life. So if you want some more like deep support there, the Patreon is going to be the place you can get it. You'll find a link in the bio. Now, story I wanted to share with you guys today is just a little kind of realization that I had over the weekend. Now, over the weekend, I played in my first Reg F tournament, and I did abysmally. You guys will hear my record. If I have a winning record, I'll show it. I'll share it with you. If it's not a winning record, I ain't saying nothing. You're going to have to look it up. So did the PC, and I did this PC with my cousin Trey. Now, Trey's been on the podcast before. If you might recall, he's a sharp young man. I love him a lot. And Trey, we did that first PC together. It was not our first PC together. We did one together a few months ago. But my first regional was also something that I got to do with Trey. And that was the Milwaukee regional from last year. And as I was just hanging out with him, we were in my room playing some games the night before. And I was just like, yo, I am developing a relationship similar to that of my other cousin, the friendship that I had with my other cousin when I was growing up. And we would play games for days, guys, not for hours, you know, not just staying up overnight, days of it. And I'm sure plenty of you guys have been there as well, but it was, you know, magic. That was what childhood was made of. So many great memories made in those moments. And, you know, I do believe there was some point in, you know, adulthood where that other cousin, his name's Jack, my other cousin Jack and I just kind of grew apart, but our hearts are still very so close. Whenever I talk to Jack, it's just like yesterday, you know. I still fuck with him like yesterday too, you know, giving him crap here and there. And you know, I felt that we started to grow apart probably when life just started to get a bit more real for me. I started to have just more goals that had me, you know, not hanging out on the weekends, just playing video games all weekend. And I think it's a great way to spend my weekend. I'm not meant to, you know, cut it down there, but I had stuff that required me to be out and about, namely my professional wrestling career, amongst other things. So we just didn't have that time together anymore. But all that stuff, you know, that ability to come down, play a video game, go to another world with, you know, a family member, you know, which we had very few other male cousins, was just invaluable to me. So to be kind of running that back in, you know, now that I'm a bit more established in adulthood, I guess, and Jack is as well, but to be running that back with kind of the next generation of cousins, well, I guess Trey technically is the same generation, but, you know, the younger piece of the generation, and be, like, building and really growing our relationship because of the connection Pokemon has gave us. And that is just incredible. So you've heard me maybe talk about friendship on this podcast before, and you know, Pokemon has really brought in a lot of friends for me, and again, deeper into that, but I want to tie this to my kind of men's mental health piece, right? So my kind of foray into exploring my mental health started when I joined a men's group. It was probably in 2020. And right before the pandemic, I was really getting into the kind of idea of, you know, self-development and just really diving in and getting curious about how I could optimize, I don't know, as my life, my performance. And it was just coming off of me getting a word. Probably, it was probably a course of a year that this realization came to me. But it was coming off the back of me getting word that I would be signed to the WWE. Now, my wrestling name again, Roy Flash Gordon. You can look up some matches if you want. I'd rather provide them for you because there's some garbage out there. But I had two tryouts with the WWE, and both were very successful. One in Florida, like doing matches in front of like WWE legends. I did my tryout match in front of Shawn Michaels, if anyone knows him. And like just that was enough, right? Just living the dream right there. But a month or two later, I did get the word that it would be signed. And I, you know, took that in, and it was it. You know, my dream is coming true. I'm going down, like, celebrate. You know, they were like, do the paperwork, send it in, and we'll be back to you by this date. And then there was nothing. You know, date came past, there was nothing. Week passed, there was nothing. Months passed, there was nothing. And maybe not nothing, you know, but outreach for me to check in, and very little back, a lot of uncertainty back. And long story short, it took them a year to tell me that they changed their mind. They, you know, spot went to somebody else, but they'll, you know, have me on the radar. And that, you know, didn't shut me down then. But fast forward a year from then, and I, you know, really realized, like, yo, I'm out of love with wrestling. I, you know, just had, you know, this thing dangled in front of me, and slowly pulled away before I really realized what was happening. And just kind of like, okay, it is probably time to start to think about something else, start to shift in another direction. And that's when I started to, you know, go on to personal development to explore what that direction could be, but also kind of, I might say, fix parts of myself that didn't make that wrestling dream happen. And that led me to looking at areas of my life, one of them being my relationship with men and how I didn't have many kind of in-person friends of much depth. And the ones I did have were either very low-depth men or just very in-depth relationships with women, mostly romantic relationships, though. And just, like, craving, like, okay, like, I think it's probably good for me to have more male friends. And reading a book that kind of was discussing concepts around men's work, especially relationship stuff. It's called No More Mr. Nice Guy. I highly recommend that book. It definitely sent me on this path. But reading that book, and at the end he says, hey, I think every man should be in a men's group. And I kind of took that as a challenge and hopped right in, essentially. I searched up this you know, men's group on Google. Second hit was a place called the Samurai Brotherhood, a name that's since changed to the Arca Brotherhood, something a little bit less appropriate-y. And, you know, here we are. I spent some time in the group as a member, and I now lead that group, and it has completely kind of changed my life. And, you know, the thing about it is, even to this day, it never got me more in-person friends. I've gone to retreats. I have got couches and such that I can sleep on if I'm traveling or something, for sure. But no regular in-person friends. And I, you know, was interested in starting a group here in person for ARCA, but decided to go another route. And one thing that contributed to that decision to go another route was me kind of coming up with this idea to do Pokemon's Health and connect with men in the Pokemon community. So I look around my life now, fast forward to this weekend, and it's like, oh, holy crap, I've got friends in this community. In-person friends, I got internet friends, I might have a couch or two I can crash on, I've got Twitch community growing, I've got this podcast that gives me something to work on and focus on and something to hold me accountable to serve in you fine folks. Like, the thing that I set out for with men's group that I didn't really get, I got a lot from men's group but didn't get that one kind of intention done, I got from, you know, a series of decisions that I made around connecting with men and connecting with my community, inspired by the stuff I learned in men's group, but really to allow access to playing Pokemon and being in that community. And I was just like kind of floored by it. I'm like, holy crap, like no one would have thought that, you know, Pokemon would bring what it has, even fulfilling the intention of my men's work in the first place, and that was to bring more men into my life. So I've been doing that, and of course, other great people of other genders as well coming into my life because of this game. The thing that started it all, that connection with my younger cousin being grown, strengthened, deepened, possibly into a relationship unlike any that I have had with any of my younger cousins. Also because of Pokemon and really how we were really so deeply interested in it being our thing, you know, mine and Trey's. So dedicating this episode to the spirit of friendship, the spirit of a family, the spirit of camaraderie, the spirit of just man-to-man relationships as well. I do think there was a part of me at some point that was just like, if I've got, you know, a few good friends from high school, a good family, a good woman by my side, what do I need other guys for? And that is just the rub. We've been socialized to lone wolf it, to try to do it all on our own, to devalue other men. And I just wanted to make sure, like, it's so abundantly clear. We need each other. And I also know that a lot of us have been hurt by men in some way, shape, or form. Often our fathers just not being who we needed them to be as a starting point. And to everyone who's coming from that side of things, or just the other side of things where just men just don't have value, I promise you they do. That person, you know, that man looking across from you, act like he's a mirror. What can you see in him that you see in yourself? And that will tell you everything you need to know about how much you need other men, other people, you know, other sources of love. So I'm going to get off my soapbox. A little story time about my cousin, a little story time about myself. I hope you enjoyed this. I've got a question of the day that I will want to, like, hopefully you guys answer. And that is, how you feel about getting the responses of other gendered people, their mental health journeys, and kind of their, still the topic being masculinity, not their own personal masculinity, but possibly opinions on it, and possibly their personal masculinity, as we both got pieces of both. So I'm really interested, if you guys are interested in hearing the voices of folks other than men on this topic of masculinity and sharing their mental health journeys with you. Let me know in the question of the day. That'll be it from me. Join the Patreon if you're interested, or just come hang out in the Discord completely free, and you're gonna get plenty of support there if you are around. Link also in the description. Thanks for listening. Talk soon.